Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
And temperatures are beginning to rise after we experienced the season's first snowfall this morning. So how much snow do we get and where does it go from here? Let's check in live with AccuWeather meteorologist Matt Benz.
Yeah, officially 2.4 inches of snow at Midway, 2.7 at O'Hare. Downtown picking up anywhere from 3 to 4 inches of snow. Look like snow totals a little bit higher along the lake. But like you mentioned, we are now seeing rain and things should improve with regards to visibility and as well as travel as we head into this evening. Rain gradually tapering off as we head through this evening with quieter conditions into tonight. Lisa?
All right, Matt, thanks so much. We'll check in with him again in about 10 minutes. Earlier today, that first snow of the season forced drivers to take some notice. We sure did. And in some cases, change their plans. WBBM's Nancy Hardy was at the Tri-State Oasis in Lake Forest this morning.
Hours into his trip from Munster to Milwaukee, Eric says he and his coworkers decided to turn around because of the snow.
Car accidents everywhere. If you look on the GPS, it was like 4 or 5 car accidents popped up. It's just cars sideways, trucks sideways.
Virgil was taking a break from driving an 18-wheeler, but not a long one, thanks to the weather.
Rough. Slow. It's been taking me longer than expected, coming from Illinois to Milwaukee.
Another driver we talked to had seen a couple of crashes in Wisconsin, but says most people have not been speeding. He just wishes we had a chance to ease into winter. At the Tollway Oasis in Lake Forest, Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Well, if you've been on the roads, you know the traffic was very slow going, and there were multiple accidents as snow blanketed the Chicago area. Let's check in now with WBBM traffic reporter Brian Peck to see what's happening now and what you can expect for the ride home, Brian.
Yeah, and you can add to a rollover tanker to that happened this morning inbound on the Eisenhower. But the good news is they finally cleared that out of the way and the exit at Mannheim is back open. So that is open for now. 48 minutes coming in from I-90. That's an improvement. 24 minutes from Mannheim in, but outbound you're still 57 minutes out and an hour 15 out to the Jane Addams. Still have a stall on the outbound Stevenson. That's slowing traffic. It's going to take an hour 15 minutes out to I-355. And that vehicle fire cleanup on the Tri-State still going on at the Bishop Ford. We'll have more at the next report, Lisa.
All right, Brian, thanks so much. We'll check in with you again in a couple of minutes. Well, with the cold weather, snow, and rain in downtown Chicago, local volunteers will sleep outside tonight, bringing awareness to young adults who have no choice but to sleep outdoors.
Sleep Out Chicago is a yearly fundraiser for Covenant House, Illinois, which provides more than 60,000 meals and 10,000 secure nights of housing annually for local youth. CEO Susan Reyna Guerrero chats with us by phone as she prepares for a cold and wet night out.
So we're a shelter program in East Garfield Park that provides comprehensive services to 18 to 24-year-olds, where we have an interim housing program, a longer transitional housing program, a robust drop-in program offering food, shelter, affirming services to young people experiencing housing instability.
She tells us that for her and about 100 volunteers, it's just one night. They can get up, go eat, and take a hot shower in the comfort of their own homes once it's over, something that just isn't an option for roughly 12,000 Chicago youth living without stable housing.
You know, it increases our awareness and empathy for the work that we do and the experiences of our young people.
Donations toward shelter and care for Chicago's unhoused youth can be made through the Covenant House Illinois website. Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Well, the Illinois Supreme Court has overturned the convictions of former Empire star Jussie Smollett, ruling Special Prosecutor Dan Webb's decision to retry Smollett violated his rights after the Cook County State's Attorney's Office previously had dropped all charges against him. We're awaiting reaction this hour from both sides. WBBM's Andy Dane is monitoring developments and will join us with the latest on the Smollett case. And advocates for victims of domestic violence are calling for the reassignment of a Cook County judge. This comes after police say a man released from custody by the judge later stabbed and killed his wife on Chicago's Northwest Side.
Prosecutors say last month, 57-year-old Constantine Beldy was charged with beating and dragging his wife, 54-year-old Lachry Miora Beldy, in an attempted kidnapping. Prosecutors asked Judge Thomas Nowinski to keep Constantine Beldy in custody until his trial. The judge released him on electronic monitoring. Police say on Tuesday, Constantine Beldy fatally stabbed his wife on Leland Avenue near Central Avenue, and he was later found dead in a vehicle nearby. Prosecutors also say Nowinski denied an order of protection against another man who was accused of abusing a woman. Police say that man, Crosetti Brand, later stabbed and killed the woman's 11-year-old son as he was trying to protect his mother. Advocates for victims of domestic violence want Nowinski transferred out of domestic violence court. Illinois Comptroller Susanna Mendoza says that's not enough.
Judge Thomas Nowinski brought horrible judgment and unfortunately tragedy to the bench. I believe that he should resign.
A spokesperson for Cook County Chief Judge Timothy Evans says the cases are being reviewed. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Hundreds of girls from Chicago Public Schools' early college STEM schools got to test out dozens of potential career options this morning.
I'm playing a plane simulator.
15-year-old Katera gets to be a pilot for a day.
Why is this fitting?
She might need some more practice before she takes her training to the skies. But Tiffany Say with CPS says that exposure to STEM-related fields is the point of CPS's first Women in STEM Career Fair.
They get to see what the work feels like. They get to understand what it takes to get into that career.
She says the fair features professionals representing 25 companies in careers in science, technology, engineering, and math.
There's always something magical when women come together. By creating this initiative and gathering the girls together with these adult women, that creates that community for them, and they find themselves in a space and they know that they belong.
I got to learn a lot of new things.
Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
And from the AppleChevy.com sports desk, here's 670. The score is Mark Grody.
Out here at Hallis Hall, Lisa with the Bears got in an indoor workout doing it in the Walter Payton Center because of all the snow that everybody is dealing with. The Vikings will come to Soldier Field at 8-2. You know what's up with the Bears. They have lost four straight games. And before we get two ahead to Sunday's Vikings game, the Bears took one last look at how they performed against Green Bay. And we'll hear from Rick Gregg just a little bit later on that. I can tell you this bit of good news from the Bears. Running back DeAndre Swift did return to practice today in a limited capacity. He was held out of practice yesterday due to a groin injury, but he was back out there today. Blackhawks have a game tonight. They will be hosting Florida. Meantime, the Bulls are off today. They will entertain Atlanta tomorrow. Thursday night football, the matchup is Pittsburgh at Cleveland. The Steelers looking for their ninth win of the season against two losses so far this year. The Cleveland team right now is at 2-8 overall. With sports at 16-46, I'm 670. The score is Mark Grody on News Radio 105.9 WBB.
Chicago police asking for the public's help in identifying two people wanted for a deadly shooting at a gas station in the Auburn-Gresham neighborhood.
It happened at 86th and Morgan at about 9 a.m. on October 17th. Police released video from surveillance cameras. Two men are seen walking into the gas station. One is barely concealing a large gun under his left arm. He's holding a cigarette. They walk back out and get into a black Nissan. The driver then immediately gets out and fires multiple shots at someone out of view. A 32-year-old 18-year-old man was killed. The video quality is good, but both men have their faces partially obscured by hoodies and masks. Tips can be made anonymously at cpdtip.com. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
We're learning more about what former Blackhawks star Jonathan Toews has been up to.
Toews says on Instagram that he spent 5 weeks in India exploring Ayurveda, an alternative medicine that's been practiced for centuries in that part of the world. Toews writes that his panchakarma, a detox procedure, has him, quote, happy to say things are trending, end quote. The former Hawks captain Toews hasn't played hockey in almost 2 years because of long COVID and chronic inflammatory response syndrome. He says his time in India has taught him better diet choices for his body and, quote, deepened my intuitive relationship with myself and the world around me. Rick Gregg, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
And there's a new millionaire thanks to a Chicago area Queen of Hearts raffle.
With a jackpot that swelled to more than $2.3 million over 2 years, demand for tickets for the Park Lawn Queen of Hearts raffle was high. The raffle hadn't had a winner since October of 2022, but that ended Wednesday night at the Office Sports Bar and Grill in Crestwood when the announcer drew Jamie Basil's ticket, which led them to uncover the Queen of Hearts hiding behind the number 17 on the board. The charity, which helps adults with disabilities, says Basil will receive 60% of the jackpot. Mai Martinez, News Radio, 105.9 W.
On the national stage, President-elect Trump's choice for Attorney General, former Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz, has pulled his name from consideration. Gaetz's withdrawal is a blow to Trump's push to install steadfast loyalists in his oncoming administration, and the first sign that Trump could face some resistance from members of his own party. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi says the Gaetz withdrawal happened with little warning.
Just days ago, Trump himself was calling senators and people on Capitol Hill lobbying for Gaetz and saying that he would like to see him confirmed. And people had told me that Trump was dead set on getting Matt Gaetz confirmed as attorney general.
Trump said in a social media post that Gaetz, quote, did not want to be a distraction for the administration, for which he has much respect.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.